What's going to be if somebody shechted the korban shlomim outside the azorah early in the morning before the kanam opened up the pesach of the heichel? They didn't open up the door of the heichel yet. So chura potter, the chura should be potter from mechiyav karis. Because the only time, my time, why? Mechusa psicha ke mechusa maisa dami. Because right now, this korban shlomim you have, is there a mitzvah to shechted inside the panim? No. Since they didn't open up the delis of the heichel yet, you're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim. So if you shech the shlomim outside the chutz, you'll be potter from a korban, from a chiyuv karis. Because the chiyuv karis is only if it's not mechusa maisa. If really the mitzvah was, take this korban and shech it right away inside. So if you take it outside, you're chiyuv karis. But here, this korban shlomim, if you shech it inside right now, also you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the doors are still closed. So since the doors are closed, and you have to do a maisa, an action of opening the doors, so according to Rav Chisda, you should be potter. So, Moshe says, "My time say nachnami, it's true. You'll be put if you check the korban shlomim outside before they open up the doors." Fredig Mar Akasha, Omiyis the Rav Chisda. Hoyol, does Rav Chisda hold the svar from Hoyol altogether? So Rashi says, "Lechayev a korban shein a royal l'shein mashufres b'fnim v'shachato b'chutz denei mechayev mishum hoyol v'royal l'shein korban acher." Now, Rav Chisda is saying that the Shnei Sirizim, if you have these two Shnei Sirizim, that really you are makdashir to be for the Goyrul. No, you didn't make that Grola yet. So Rav Chisda says if you shech them both outside, you chayiv chorus. Why? Because even though you set it aside to be used for the Chatis or for the Azazel, but since you could change your mind and use it for the Korban Musaf, so therefore you chayiv. So you see, Rav Chisda holds the Svar of Hoyl. Hoyle that you could change your mind and use it for another carbon, it's called roll. You could use it inside. So if you shecht it outside, v'chutz, you chayiv karis. For the Gemara, is it true? That's what Rav Chisda holds. I bomber Rav Chisda said like this. Pesach sheshachatu v'chutz, v'sha yemois hashana. You have a carbon Pesach that was left over. You didn't use it on Yud Dalet Erev Pesach, you didn't use it. So now the rest of the year you want to shecht it. So the locher is a korban pesach. If you shechted l'shem korban pesach, it's taka posel, because after erev pesach you can't use it anymore. But let's say you shechted l'shem shlomim, it's taka kosher. A pesach b'shay yemois hashana has a locher like a korban shlomim. If you shechted l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. So Rav Chisda says like this: pesach sheshochtu b'chutz. If you took this korban pesach after pesach and you shechted it now outside the azorah, b'shay yemois hashana. Is l'shmoi potter. If you shechted it now l'shem kavonis of mitzvahs korban pesach, you potter. Why? Because you can't shecht it inside the azara l'shem pesach. You chayiv. It's an aver. It's a posel korban. Because the korban pesach could only be brought on yud dalid benisin, or else the pesach sheni yud dalid beer. But not more. After that, you can't bring it. So if you shechted shalei l'shmoi, you shechted l'shmoi outside, you potter. What about shalei l'shmoi? You take your korban pesach after pesach, and you shecht it outside the azara in your own backyard or outside. You shecht it shalei l'shmoi l'shem korban shlomim. It's like a chayiv. It's like a chayiv chorus. Why? Because this korban you should have shechted inside. It's kosher to bring a pesach b'shay yemois hashama l'shem shlomim. So since it's a kosher korban, if you do it outside, you chayiv. So Mar says taima de shalei l'shmoi. Why are you chayiv? Only because you shechted it now, shalei l'shmoi. You shechted this korban pesach, l'shei v'korban shlomim, which is kosher after pesach. So you shechted outside b'chutz, you chayiv. Tread the Gemara, hostom l'shmoi hu, upotter. But if you shecht the korban pesach stam, you don't have anything in mind. Min astam we say, it's aimed to be for korban pesach, and you potter if you shechted outside. Tread the Gemara v'yamai, why are you potter from chorus? Have you shecht this korban outside the azara? Lema, let's say, hoyo v'ro, shalei l'shmoi b'fnim. Since if you wanted to, you could have shechted this korban inside l'shem shlamim, it would have been a good korban. So since hoyo, you could have shechted for another korban to make it roi, now you chayit outside. Like that's what Rav Chisda says about the Shnei Sirizim. He says when you have these two goats in the morning on Yom Kippur, why have you shecht both of them outside the yichayit korus? One of them is going to be Lazozel. It's not right to be brought Lefanim. So Rav Chisda said, since you could change your mind and bring the Shem Korban Musaf.
So why don't you say the same for here also? If you have this Korban Pesach, after Pesach, why do you say you shechted outside Minastam? You potter, why you potter? You could have shechted this Korban L'shem Shlomim, and then you would be chayiv. So why don't you say a chayiv right now also? So Mara says, no, hochi yashta. What's the sushtel? One is not like the other one. There's a big difference. Hosom boyakirom. Boy a Korban Pesach. I'll tell you, if his the shiter is boyakirom. That means a Korban Pesach after Pesach, it's like posel. You can't use it. Until you do a maisakira, you have to shecht it al manas beferish to use it for Korban Shlomim. That's called boyakira. You have to do an action of uprooting the Kedushas Pesach and putting on it a Korban Shlomim. So you have to shecht it l'shem Shlomim. Di loy boyakira. Abahai loy boyakira. Mashenk, and here by the Shnei Sirizin, Lamaisa, both of them are Korban, are goats. And this goat you could use for the Musaf, so you don't have to be Oiker, take off the Gedushas Azazel, because you didn't have a Shem Lazazel on it. In the morning you set these two aside to be for the Shnei Sirizin, but you didn't make one Lazazel yet, you didn't make the girdle yet. So since it wasn't Chal, a Kedusha Beferish of Lazazel on it, now if you want to use this one for the Korban Musaf, Gesundheit, you could use it. You don't have to take off the first Kedusha, because you never put on a different Kedusha yet. So there Rav Chizda says the Svara, since you have this goat, and you could use it for the Musaf, so you shecht it outside, you should know you chayiv chorus. Mashenka in the Korban Pesach. Peshah Yemois HaShono, Rav Chizda's Svara is that a Korban Pesach, you have to be oiker the Kedusha's Pesach on it. You can't just tam shecht it min astam it's posel. So therefore, if you take this Korban Pesach and shecht it outside the Azara, you also your potter. Because if you take it inside and shecht it's time, you'd also be potter. I mean, it would be possible. The only time we call it a good Korban, if you're Iker, if you say Beferish, you're doing it L'shem Shlomim. So now that you're doing it outside, Minastam, Rav Chizda holds your potter. That's Rav Chizda's Svara. The Gemara says, though, but Rabba Basimi, Masni Lo B'Rabba, he learned not Rav Chizda, but he learned over the same dim name of Rabba. The Kashle the Rabba the Rabba, he has the same stira on Rabba to Rabba, Umishani Krishninin. He gave the exact same terrace. Now the same Kash we have on Rav Chizda to Rav Chizda. If you hold Hoyul, so why by Korban Pesach is it different? And the same terrace that Rabba also holds, you have to be Oiker, the Kedusha's Korban Pesach. So Kozuman, you didn't uproot it, the Lachrim is still called the Korban Pesach, and it's possible if Nim, therefore Bachutz also your potter. And the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Yirmi, said over the name of Rav Yirmiyo, that Omer Rav Yechanan, that Rav Yechanan said like this, Pesach Sheshochetu Bachutz, V'sha Yemois HaShono. It's after Erev Pesach. You have your Korban Pesach that was left over, you didn't use it for some reason. It's left over after Pesach, and now you shecht it Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bein L'Shemoy, whether you do it L'Shem Pesach, Bein Shalei L'Shemoy, whether you do it L'Shem a Korban Shlomim, still it's potter. In both cases it's potter. So L'Chura Shalei L'Shemoy is Kasha. Why is the potter? Since Shalei L'Shemoy L'Shem Shlomim, if you had shecht it now inside the Beis HaMikdash, it would be a good Korban. So you shecht it outside Bachutz, the Chutz Kasha, why you potter? So we'll soon see. But in both cases he holds you potter. Omer Rav Dimi said, Amrisa L'Shemaitato Kaimed Rav Yirmiya. I said over this halacha that you just learned in front of Rav Yirmiya. And Rav Yirmiya said like this, Bishleima L'Shemoy, Bishleima, you say you take this Korban Pesach, and you shecht it outside. L'Shem Korban Pesach, you understand? Dolech Ozulei. Because since you're shechting it now again, L'Shem Korban Pesach, it's not Yudalat Benisin, it's not the time to bring Korban Pesach, so it's possible. Even if you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it should be possible. So now that you bring it outside, it's also Yipoto, you're not Chayav Koros. How do you understand? Elo Shalei L'Shemoy, but if you shecht this Korban Pesach, L'Shem Korban Shlomim, Amai. Why do you say you shecht it outside Vachutz Yipoto? Why Yipoto? Hochozi Shalei L'Shemoy B'Fnim. If you would take this Korban Pesach now and bring it inside the Azara and shecht it l'shem a Korban Shlomim, it would be kosher. Because that's the lach of a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach after Pesach, you could be accurate and make it into a Korban Shlomim. So why do you say you shecht it now bachutz, outside the Azara you put it from Koris? Why? This is a Korban that you should have brought it inside. So now that you're doing it outside, you should be chayiv chatis, you chayiv Koris. For Yom Ali, he answered back to me that he holds the Svara, Akira Chutz, Lav Shemei Akira. Now, he holds so strong that a Korban Pesach, you have to be Oiker. It's not enough Minastam to Shecht it, you have to Shecht it L'Shem Korban Shlomim. And in Akira, it's a new halacha, it's like a Zeret HaKosim. In other words, really, this carbon was a carbon Pesach. That's what you made it for. Now, it passed by Pesach already, you didn't use it. So really, it should still have Kedushas Pesach on it. There's a new Gzeras HaKosev that if you take this carbon Pesach and bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and there you shechted L'shem a carbon Shlomim, you have a right to take off the Kedushas Pesach, and you put on it a Kedushas Shlomim, that's why it's kosher. But now that you took it outside, Bachutz, and you shechted it outside, even though you said now you have in mind, you want to do it L'shem Shlomim, still you potter from Koris. Because outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the Chiddush that you could take off the Kedushas Pesach. So that carbon still has a Kedushas Pesach. So it's blives like you're taking a carbon Pesach and shechting it outside the Azara. The Lachim is your potter from Koris. Because the carbon Pesach, you can't shecht inside. What could you shecht inside? Only because if you bring it inside, there you can make an Akira, there you can uproot the Kedushas Pesach and put it on the carbon Shlamim. That's why you can shecht it inside. Because inside you could make it into a carbon Shlamim. But outside, you can't make it into a carbon Shlamim. So outside the Beis HaMikdash, this carbon Pesach remains a carbon Pesach. And the Lachar is a carbon Pesach, you can't bring it after a Pesach. So therefore, you shecht it outside, Rabbi Yemi holds, you potter from Koris. Rabbi Yechon holds, you potter from Koris.
Yeah. So Rav Kiyasi Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rav Yirmiya, he said on the name of Rav Yirmiya, that Amar Rav Yechonin. Rav Yechonin said like this. And before we had Rav Dimi said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, now we have Ravin, another Amora, said over in the name of Rav Yechonin, just the opposite. That Rav Yechonin said like this. Pesach sheshochatu bachutz, b'shah yemois hashona. If you have this carbon Pesach, that the rest of the year, after Pesach, you shecht it outside, is alochom, bein l'shmoy, bein shlo l'shmoy chayiv, just the opposite. Whether you shecht l'shem korban Pesach, or whether you shecht l'shem korban Shlomim, in both cases you chayiv. For the Gemara of Afilu l'shmoy, that's a kasha. How could you say you shecht it outside l'shem korban Pesach, you chayiv?
And what's talk of the Hezbo? Why does he hold you chayiv even if you do it l'shmoy? L'chur l'shmoy l'shem korban Pesach. A korban Pesach you can't bring l'fnim. Shalai, if not Yudalat Benisin, Elamai, you have to say the Teretz is that Hoyel, since you could have shechted it, Lishayim, a Korban Shlomim, you could have been Oikrin and made it Shalai Lishmai, so that's why you chayiv. That's his Svarah. Vibati, if you shecht a Korban Pesach Bachutz, Shalai Lishmai, you chayiv, because Shalai Lishmai, you could bring it Bifnim, so now that you shecht it outside Yazar, Shalai Lishmai, still he holds you chayiv with the Svarah of a Hoyel. Hoyel, you could have shechted it. Shalai l'shmoi, you would be chayiv. For the Gemara, is that true? For your Tanan, we learned like this. A Gemara in Zvachim that says, Mechusa Zman, if somebody is not the right time yet for him to bring his carbon, Bein begufay, whether his guf, he himself, is not roy to bring the carbon yet, Bein bebailim. A Bein begufay means beguf of the carbon, or else Bein bebailim, whether the owner is not roy to bring the carbon Pesach yet. V'yeze Mechusa Zman bebailim. So Mechusa Zman begufay means the animal is not 8 days old yet. You can't bring it for carbon, so therefore if you shecht it outside Bachutz, the loch is your potter. What's called the Mechusas Man Babailim, that the Bailim is not ready to bring the carbon? So Gemara says the case of Hazav, V'Hazova, V'Yoledes, V'Yametzoira. Shehekrivu, Chatosim, V'Yashomim, Bachutz. In other words, the Zav and the Zova, before they waited the Zayin Nikiyim, or else Yoledes, before she waited the Zman, that she's able to bring the carbon, who had in the Mitzvah, he has to wait until he has his Nikiyim, that he's allowed until the Negah goes away, until he can bring his carbon. So let's say before he became Tor, before this man to bring the carbon, the Bailam take the Chattas and the Oshim, and the Shechtet Bachutz, the Locher is Pturin, your potter. Why? Because there's no way you could bring this Chattas or this Oshim Bifnim right now. Since it's a Mechusas man, it's not the right time yet, and a Chattas and an Oshim cannot be brought to Teres in the Dova. You could only bring it for Yechayiv, and Yechayiv you can't be Yetzer right now, because it's not the Zman of Yechayiv. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, Mechus, Halacha is Yepoter. Like Rashi says, V'yezo Mechus Zman, V'baylam Azav Yazova, Sh'yez Zman Lahavoyez Korban Esayim. There's a Zman, a time when they're allowed to bring the Korban. L'soif Svira Shiva. They have to wait to count 7 days. V'yehayeledes L'soif Moloi Shimei Tairo. Sh'yek Ribul Avnei Azman Chatosam Yashomim. Bachutz is the loch of Turin. Why? Sheinim is kavlim b'fnim. There's no way they could bring it inside now. Loi l'choivim, loi l'nadova. Not for terrors of korban choivim, not for terrors of nadova. L'choivim mishum de loi mote zimnayu. Didn't come the time yet. L'nadova shein chatas v'yoshim b'l'nadova. V'ayoshim b'mitzayruhu. Dilu bezav zovav yledes lekoshim. So I call upon him, you see clearly, if they bring their chates and their roshim before they're allowed to, mechus as man, you bring it outside, vachutz, the locher is yipoter. What about oilisayim u'shlameyim? If they bring the korban oilu, the korban shlameyim vachutz, before the time they're supposed to, chayavim, still the chayiv. And the Svar Lagrashi says is, that sh'oilu shlameyim boyim nedovim. Even though the Torah shiyo chayiv, you have no chayiv asa mitzvar mo yoledis, to bring it yet, but I call upon him, you can bring him a Torah nedovim. A korban oil and a korban shlamim you can bring for a present, even if you have no chiyuv. Therefore, it could be miskabo b'fnim. Therefore, if you do it outside, b'chutz, the locher is yichayiv. And the Rashi brings down the Gemara in Zvachim is the kasha. V'ani b'nei shlamim ninu. Do they have a chiyuv to bring a korban shlamim? Or mishnin in toni nozir badayu. You have to put it in nozir. V'yaf mitzor lo shninu b'mishnu b'bu. V'mufarachin hosum. Hani b'nei shomus ninu. Mishnin in toni mitzor badayu. In other words, just like you have to put mitzvah between them, who would then put a nozer between them, and a nozer has to bring a shlomim. Now, the Yomer of Chilki Abatuvya, he said over that lo yishonu elu lishmoi. When do we say yechayiv only if yishechted lishmoi? When do we say yipotem in mechus hazman only if yishechtem this osham or this chatis lishmoi? Lishay moshel moshem chatis. V'shaloy lishmoi chayiv. But if yishechted shaloy lishmoi, then the locher is yechayiv. In other words, that though we say is Yishech the Yoshim, if the Mitzayra is Shloib is Manoi, he's not ready to bring the Korban yet, so if Yishech it outside Vachutz Yipoter, that's only if Yishech it Lishmoi Lishem a Korban Oshim. But Shloib Lishmoi, let's say Yishech it Lishem a Korban Oilo, then the Lachur is Yechayiv. Why? Because he like Oikarit, and now it's Kosher for Korban Oilo. Shat the Gemara, but Lishmoi mi Yipoter. But it says if Yishech this Korban Oshim now, Lishem an Oshim Yipoter. Is the kasha according to you, Rabbi Yechon, according to you, Rav Dimi, according to you, Ravin, Amai, why you potter, name, let's say, Hoyuluru in Shleilu Shemai Befnim, just like you said before by Korban Pesach, that even if you shech the Pesach, Lishem Pesach, still you chayiv outside. Why? Because it's Roy, to shech the Shleilu Shemai Befnim. See here also, this Korban Oshim, why do we say it is shech the Lishem and Oshim? It's Mechus Azman, you potter Bachutz, why don't we say Hoyul? Well, if you wanted to, you could have shechted it shaloi l'shmoi l'shem l'korban oil, and then you would be chayiv. So even if you shechted now l'shem l'korban oshem, also you should be chayiv. So Marian says, no, it's no kash on Ravin. Hachi yashter, what's the tushtel? Hosam boi yakira. By a korban oshem, he holds that if you shechted shaloi l'shmoi, the reason why it's kosher is because you were oikirit. You need an akira, you have to take off the Kedushas Oshem, and put on it the Kedushas Oilam. Abahocha Mashenken by Korban Pesach, he holds Pesach B'Shah Yemois HaShono Shlomim Ninu. By itself is considered a Korban Shlomim. So therefore, even if you shechted L'Shem Pesach, the reason why Yechayiv is because really it's a Korban Shlomim. And a Korban Shlomim Bachus is Takeh Chayiv, or Bifnim is Takeh Yotza. Therefore, even though you shechted L'Shemoi, still Yechayiv. Mashenken, the Korban Oshem, he holds his boy Yakira. That means if you shecht l'shem a korban oshem, it's possible b'fnim. So meila b'chutz also your potter. You're only chayiv if you made an akira, if you mamish did it l'shem an oilo. But kol zman you didn't do it l'shem an oilo, you weren't oikah, you didn't take off the kedushas oshem from it, therefore it's possible b'fnim, who are then your potter b'chutz. Mashenka the korban pesach, the reason why l'shemo is chayiv, is because he holds loy boy akira. Therefore by itself it becomes a korban shlomim, that the locher is b'shayim or sashan ataki, you could bring it l'fnim, who adin b'chutz yichayiv. So the more Rav Ashi masni chayiv k'derminin. Rav Ashi is trying to be just said over from Ravin that you take a chayiv, because he holds by Korban Pesach loy boy yakiro, so it's an automatic Korban Shlomim, therefore yichayiv b'chutz. Rav Yimim medifti masni potter, he holds no you potter if you shech to Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach b'chutz you potter. Why? Because he holds Pesach v'shayim o'yisashana boy yakiro. The locher is that a Korban Pesach also needs an akira. You have to uproot, take off the Kedushas Pesach, and put on it the Korban Shlomim. And therefore he also holds, the akira aschutz, lav shmei akira. As he holds, even if you shechted it, shalei lishmoi bachutz, you took this Korban Pesach after Erev Pesach, and you shechted it outside, and you had in mind to do it l'shem a Korban Shlomim, shalei lishmoi, still he holds your potter. Why? Because he holds the Korban Pesach and needs an akira. That means the way it is a Korban Pesach. And a Korban Pesach you can't bring after Pesach. No, just if you do it bifnim inside the Azaron, there's halacha for nakirus yeshecht l'shem korban shlamim. You have the right to take off the kedushas pesach and you put on it the kedushas shlamim. That's why it's yotza. It's called the korban bifnim. Mashen kein bachutz. He holds the svar that we had before that akira bachutz l'shem akira. Therefore, it still remains with the kedushas korban pesach, and the korban pesach cannot be brought after pesach. Therefore, if you shecht the bachutz, the halacha is yepoter. The more pliki the Rav Chilki Batuvia, and he argues on Rav Chilki Batuvia that says no loy boy yakir, that he owes loy boy yakir. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Samach Gimel towards the bottom, the list of five lines. Omar Mar, we learned before that Mishihigrul Aleim is Chayiv al Shalshein Upotir al Shel Azazel. Most of the Mishnah was talking about before, the Gemara, that with the Shnei Sirizim. On Yom Kippur, you know, you have the two Shnei Sirizim, and they bring the girl that one comes Lashem for Chatis, and the other one goes Lazazel. The our Gemara before was talking about Shchut Echutz, that the Chiv Chorus, if you take an animal, a korban, that you're supposed to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash and shecht it inside, if instead you shecht it outside the Azor, outside the Beis Hamikdash, you chayiv koris. That's called the Issa of Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the korban outside the Beis Hamikdash. But that's only if the korban is supposed to be brought inside. But let's say like the Lazozel. The korban, the series, and that's Lazozel, you don't shecht it inside, you're supposed to throw it outside anyway. So therefore, if you shecht it outside Bechutz, you potter. That's the halacha of the Gemara before. That's what it says over again. Om Amar, before we learned that Mishigrul Aleihim, if you already made the girl, you already choose that one goat is going to be a chatis and one is going to be lazozel, and you shecht them both outside the Beis Hamikdash, is chayiv al shalshein, yechayiv koris for the korban, the seer izim, that's a chatis lashem, because that one you're supposed to shecht inside. So now that you shecht it outside, yechayiv koris. The second series, which is only goes lazozel, since it doesn't have a din to shecht it inside, so now if you did the aveira, you shechted it outside, you're not chayiv koros. That's not the aveira of shchut echutz. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this. The posting of Yikra says, Ish, ish, mi beis Yisrael, any person from Yid, asher yishchat sharoi kesev ayez, you shecht an ox or a lamb or a goat or an ayez or Kesev is a lamb, yeah, Aiz is, that goes, with Aiz, Kevis, yeah, Kevis is goat, Aiz in, yeah, Aiz are goat, yeah, b'machne, you shechted inside the machne, or yasha yishchat mechus l'machne, or else you even shechted outside the machne Yisrael, but v'yel pesach o yamoyid lo yaviyoy, but you did not bring this korban into the Beis Hamikdash, the shechted in the pesach o yamoyid, or the yamoyid of the Beis of the Mishkan, is lahakriv korban Hashem, to bring it for korban Hashem. So the pasuk says yichayev koros. That is the yisra for shchut echutz. That instead of you shechting it inside, you shechted it outside. Yichayev koros.